John Goodman joins us, research fellow at the Independent Institute, also Kelly Wright Fellow in Healthcare at the National Center for Policy Analysis. John, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us today.
Glad to be with you.
Interesting op-ed piece. Why the doctor can't see you, the demand for health care under the Obamacare will increase dramatically. Now, you know something, I've been hearing this a lot, that a lot more people, they say it's a good thing more people have access to the health care system, but there aren't any more doctors, which is going to make it a little more tough for people to see a doctor.
We're going to have a terrible rationing problem. About 30 million new people will be insured, and they'll try to double their consumption of health care. But in addition to that, everybody else is going to be forced to have a more generous array of benefits than people otherwise would have selected. And there's a whole long list of preventive services that we're all going to have without deductible or copayment. And when we try to go get all these screenings, we're going to find that there are not enough doctors to do it.
This was something that should have been discussed in putting together this law, that do we have enough personnel to actually meet the need that we have right now?
Well, it should have been, and originally there was a line item to train new doctors, but that was zeroed out probably because they wanted to keep the cost of the bill down. And so nobody was sitting there thinking, what is this going to mean for patients?
Give me a description. What do you think things are going to look like after the beginning of next year?
Well, I think it's going to get increasingly difficult to see a doctor promptly. Right now there's about a three-week wait for a patient to see a new doctor. In Boston, where they have Romney Care, the wait is 2 months right now, and I think we're going to see that nationwide. And then if you're in a plan that pays below market, you're going to be in trouble. Below market means below what Blue Cross pays. And so if you're elderly or disabled on Medicare or a poor person on Medicaid or one of the new people in the subsidized insurance and the health insurance exchanges, you're going to be at the end of the waiting line.
Well, since it looks like this law is actually going to go into effect, how do we overcome some of these problems?
Well, I think what many, many seniors are going to do is get a relationship with a concierge doctor. And what that means is you get same day or next day service. They email you. They talk to you on the telephone. They are your agent in the healthcare system. But you have to pay $1,500, $2,000 for that kind of relationship.
What does the new law mean for doctors?
Well, they're going to try to suppress their fees. The way they basically pay for Obamacare is they reduce spending on Medicare. It's about $700 billion over the next 10 years. And the way they're going to reduce it is pay doctors less and pay hospitals less. So doctors are going to be squeezed.
And squeezed financially, you mean?
Yes. And for the primary care physicians, this will give them encouragement to go become concierge doctors. Now, the problem there is that when a typical doctor has about 2,500 patients, mm-hmm. when he becomes a concierge doctor, he only takes 500 with him because that's about all that he can service. But the 2,000 who are left behind then have a bigger problem than they had before.
So ultimately, what we're looking at here is we have more people getting into the system, but fewer doctors to treat them.
That's exactly right. And everybody else trying to increase your consumption of care.
All right. And what are the costs of this going to ultimately be to all of us?
Well, that's the interesting thing because, see, most of the costs of Obamacare come from reduced spending on Medicare. But when the seniors aren't able to find doctors who will see them, they're going to start complaining. And if Congress then restores all those provider fee cuts, then the bill is not paid for at all.
Well, what you have is an inevitability with the fact that there are going to be complaints about the system. Once it goes into place, it's new and people aren't going to know how it works. And it just seems like that's inevitable.
And I think we're going to get two-tiered medicine. So if you can afford the concierge doctor, you'll get prompt service and better service. And if you can't, you're going to be waiting in line.
All right. This is John Goodman, research fellow at the Independent Institute, with us on America's Radio News, also at the National Center for Policy Analysis. John, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you coming on today.
Glad to be with you.